the 7-3.
This
week, we're watching Rollerball. Or we watched Rollerball.
Yes, so, we did.
A 1975 film directed by Norman Jewison.
Is he Japanese?
He's half Japanese.
What a great
half Israeli.
Yeah. And only such a mind can conceive of such a movie.
Yes.
What did you guys think? Michelle, this was your pick. Why did you come, like, what made us watch this in the first
Michelle's
place?
It was Michelle's dad's pick.
Yeah, my dad said, that's a great film with James Caan. It's Rollerball, so here we are.
Dad probably watched him when it, like, came out.
Well, he's the one who recommended Sharknado, so.
Wow.
Your dad likes fun movies.
A good taste.
This is a very interesting kind of movie.
I don't get any of the rules to the game, which frustrated me.
Because the games go on for so long.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
That's
there
part of the commentary.
Motorcycle.
It's part of the satire.
Oh, it's like, it's just meaningless violence.
Especially by the end, right? When the whole point is like, no man is supposed to win, so they don't even try scoring. And the only thing he can do is to score to like win, technically, by their rules.
Here's what I thought it was about.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it tracks, because this is 1975, and I don't know if they knew about CTE and stuff. I thought it was about NFL stuff, like the injuries and...
Yes.
Oh, okay, so it kind of was about that?
I think it kind of is, yes, because a lot of that is like... That's why I was telling Michelle, actually, yesterday, it's like an NFL allegory, because the concussions and stuff like that.
Maybe it was about, like, gladiators, like...
Okay.
How they like were like.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was more about like, because you never see who's in charge. It's like the corporation,
yes,
or whatever is in charge. So when you put like a sports and people look up to sports people like a god, you're creating like a pseudo leader, but they're not leading because they're controlled by the corporate thing.
Yeah.
But you're distracted because you just want to watch them because it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, they can just control everything in the background.
They give you a hero to worship.
Yeah.
The hero is never meant to win, designed.
And the reason they wanted to get rid of him is because he got bigger than the sport.
Yes, he's got big. It's never a game. It was never about the game, right? As they said.
He became Jesus.
He became literally Jesus. I also thought it's also about like how like we're willing to enjoy and savor and crave violence as long as there's some rules slap onto us. As long as we facilitate through the realm of a game, everything is game.
Look at UFC.
I thought about a lot about UFC while watching this. I was like, how much of this, like, you know, it is people inflicting pain and injury upon each other and maiming each. It gets really, UFC gets like horrific.
Yeah.
You watch someone get punched more than 70 times in the face over the course of 20 minutes. It's...
But there is that, not logic mind, but someone was like talking about how it was like a way to release the aggression that society has in like a protected way. I don't know if that's true though.
I mean, that can apply to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the energy is spent supporting the team and feeling angry about the opponents. Then, you know, being angry at the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how little the rules even apply, because of that scene when the Japanese, like, kind of, like, a consultant comes over to try and tell him, like, okay, you guys gotta do, you're gonna apply these tactics and you guys are gonna do this. None of them want to hear
it.
Because
so funny.
He just zooms in on his face.
It's like, they have a karate style. I was like, this is just
so dumb.
They're mixed, you know, oriental.
No, they literally do that in the Japanese match. The way like the Japanese players swoop in is very reminiscent of Zero bomber fighters, of Zero fighter like plays zooming. Yes, I'm.
Wow.
It's so like organized and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure it's meant
Jewish song. He authentic Japanese culture. He supported his heritage. That's good.
I love how they there's an entire dystopian. There's lots of world building for a movie that is so dumb. They spend so much time like doing the world building.
You know, yeah, that's true. The parts I found cool were the like outside of the sports stuff. That
Me
was
too.
What's awesome. Like with the party scene.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It actually reminded me a lot of a Werner Fassbinder film, the way the camera tracks through all these people. It's also the 70s in the production design and the kind of like way people kind of look a little bit stilted.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of that. It was beautiful. I love the party scene. It was just way tracks over the entire, everyone's kind of, it's like painting.
The world building was cool.
And the little gun that they have, they're playing around with, like, that's so, they don't say anything about that, but you can kind of see that where the like what they're trying to say is like, you know, we love destruction, we crave it, we can package it in like a neat little gun.
It would have been cool if this sport was just like on TV in a movie about of dystopic, you know,
right, this is
like
this, yeah, they
like,
made an entire movie about that little aspect.
Yeah, I wish it was
that you'll
like
see in RoboCop, for example, as they pass by. It's like,
you've seen
the Rollerball, I don't know Rollerball, but no, you actually made a movie. Because this takes itself so seriously. Michelle,
what do you think?
Yeah, you only watched this yesterday, you gotta have something.
And how hot was James Caan?
So hot.
He looked kind of old.
He does always look like.
Even
somehow.
This is like 5 years before The Thief.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You said he looked younger in The Thief? In Thief?
No, he looks old in both. But I think it's interesting because like they show him, he's like covered in hair.
Mm-hmm.
And his face is like not even like in an aesthetic way dripping with sweat. It's just dripping with sweat. There's like, they're not trying to like make it look good. It's just him. And that's so weird compared to now. Everything's like perfect and so like designed and whatever.
Mm-hmm. And also the technology that they represented as well is also not as modern movies. When they do science fiction, what always takes me out is like all the little little display screens that cover all glass. I'm like, how is that actually like ever going to actually work? It always takes me out of the movie. And in this movie, they don't do any of that, probably because of like they don't have money. They don't have the CGI to do that. But
that guy's his son, the guy from the Ocean's movies Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, that's his son.
Yeah,
he looks a lot like him.
Sorry, I was looking up like James Caan young and couldn't find
him. I'm glad I'm watching more of his movies. I really only just knew him from The Godfather.
We watched that movie where he's a gambler or something. Remember that one? He's like a gambling addict.
Wait, did we cover that on the podcast?
I think so. Didn't we? Maybe I watched it on and then I told you about it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I'm sorry.
No worries. No.
Oh, yeah. The Mark Wahlberg did the remake.
Of The Gambler. Oh, but that had like the very good John Goodman speech.
Yeah.
Like, then fuck you. Like, you're gonna give me money like that. Like, that's what I remember. Alright. Anything else to add?
No.
Let's talk about this wife's. I wanted to briefly touch on the wife stuff because that's a big part in the movie. So, his wife got, I guess, taken away from him and married off to a corporate, like, executive as a way of stripping him from stripping control away from him, right? But I love that how they. This is basically like, you know, how in those movies, they make fun of this in Community when the hero looks back on his lost wife, he videotapes, he watches like, oh.
Yeah.
But this is like a designed version of this.
Yeah.
I love that. It's like, this is taken to his logical extreme where the corporation provided him this tape to watch his wife and miss her and think about like how little control he has. And when she finally comes to meet him and he realizes like, oh, this is just another ploy. Like, everything is just a form of control over me. He deletes it. I thought that was very cute. It takes itself so seriously. No fun. At no point does it point out how stupid everything is.
Yeah, I wish it was more violent in a way. Or like the violence was like Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
It was like shot well.
And I thought a lot of cool stuff happened. The stunts look real.
Yeah, there was that one where the motorcycle ran over the
school. And I love it whenever you know the cameraman is also on skates following them, and it feels very like immediate.
It's just so silly when they're on skates. That's all I can't even get on board with.
The shot James Caan slowly making his way up. It looks so dumb.
If it was like ice skates, at least that would be kind of cooler because they're blades.
Blades,
you know?
Exactly.
It's just wheels. It reminds me of Russell in First Year.
He did really well. He's one of the players, in fact.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. All right. Shall we take a break?
Let's do it.
And we're back. Let's step right up, everybody. Seven reels. Tally it up.
Four.
Four?
Four?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I was just like not into it. But
I think it's like five and a half.
This is a solid five for me. I appreciate a lot of it. I thought it was overtly too long and a little bit dull at points. There's a sequence where he visits a computer that is just in Norway or in Geneva or something.
Yeah,
what the fuck was that? That was just further dystopian world building.
But I feel like it's also because we're being trained to just be like, go, 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 go in all these new movies that we can't appreciate these older ones anymore.
That takes his time to build up between. There's only like three games in the entire movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One last thing I'd like to mention is that they mentioned about the corporate wars, and every cyberpunk or science fiction like a thing in the 70s always goes on about the the mega corps and the corporate wars. So it's so cool to see that show up here as well. Anyways, what have we watched this week?
I watched How To with John Wilson. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth watching.
We watched Closer from Mike Nichols, the director of The Graduate. I thought it was interesting. It is, what did you think, Michelle?
Oh, I'd seen it before.
Oh, wait, what? You've seen it before?
Yes, I told you that before we watched it.
Anyways, it's visually so different from The Graduate. It really ends
well. Yeah, well, it's like 40 years different.
Yeah, I suppose. But I think he put in even more, make it even feel even more different because it's adapted from a stage and it really kind of shows itself as that.
He was a theater guy.
And this is written, and the screenplay is written by the original playwright as well. So everything gets carried over, I'm assuming. It's great. There's a great scene where Jude Law's goes on this online sex chat, and catfishes Clive Owen as by pretending to be a woman. And you get to see them sex each other for 5 minutes straight. It was very funny.
Yeah,
and they play opera music over the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Seen by some as a modern and tragic version of Mozart's 1790 opera Così fan tutti.
I'm sure you nailed the pronunciation.
Yeah.
And also, probably the only time I really liked a performance from Natalie Portman, I usually don't like her that much, but she's really good in this.
What about Leon?
She's good. She's good in that. She's okay in Black Swan. She didn't grab me in Black Swan.
What about No Strings Attached?
I like that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I've watched
you
the other.
Seen
I've
it?
Seen the other one. I've seen
You've
the
seen Friends
with
Benefits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cancelled me, Lacunas.
With the canceled.
Although Ashton Kutcher is in No Strings Attached.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit, they went and did one of these. Ashton did one of these. That's
this
so weird. It was the same
they
year.
They got married, too. You know what
Maybe it's just them processing something before they realized
we
were meant for each other.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All I remember from that movie is that he makes her a period mixtape.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
that's nice.
That's
kind of nice.
Yeah.
what are our recommendations? Sure.
Oh, I'm going to recommend that one episode of Psych where they go watch a game that's very similar to this. It's it's just a women's league of that, but they knock each other out, and then they find out that the women are robbing stores.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
I need to watch Psych.
I'll try to find it. It's called Talk Derby to Me, I think.
Amazing. What a great title.
Oh yeah, season 3, episode 7. Juliet goes undercovers. Undercover. Sorry.
Maybe Mad Max.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's more fun. All of the Mad Max movies are more fun than this. My recommendation is Battle Royale. If you really want to see a genre of film of this variety that takes itself very seriously, but has a good pacing. A lot of things happen. Then that's my recommendation.
Based off of the Hunger Games.
Based off of the Hunger Games.
This felt a little Hunger Games.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the game itself and the dystopian round.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence kinda looks like James Gunn. similar vibe.
James Gunn was good. It's good, he's so cool to see him do this in Thief and here because he does play very different kind of characters. Yeah. Whose turn is it to pick next week?
It's my turn.
And what are we going to watch?
Watching Death Race, I think. which we might watch now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Just to give you guys a peek behind the production curtain.
Yeah.
All right, Death Race it is. So, join us.
What's the other option?
Yeah, what do you have another option?
The other option was Burden of Dreams.
Oh.
We could watch
What's that?
Death Race for fun.
Yeah.
And watch Burden of Dreams. It's a documentary about...
Making Fitzcarraldo.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down for both. So, viewer, dearest viewers, take your pick your poison.
But how would they decide?
It's okay. Then just join us next time. All right?
Watch both.
Just watch
Shut
both.
Shut the fuck up. Don't complain. How dare you?
Thank you for joining us this week.
What else do you have to do, you fucking losers?
We'll see you all next week.
Bro, you don't have a job.
Bye-bye.
Why are you even listening to this? Go do something productive. Okay, sorry.
The 7th Reel is hosted by Arvin Huang, Michelle Hassel, and Yusuf El-Bashir. Logo by Choke Conti. Our ad break music is composed by Yusuf Sui Lim, and our outro music is composed by Yahya El-Bashir. Thanks for listening.